Hey guys, what's going on? It's Jawser, and welcome to Jaws Pod number 7. I haven't done one of these in a while, so instead I did a little kind of like something special because I haven't done it in a long time. I have a pretty close to an hour long little thing I did with my friends in the Discord. And we tried to find out which Hogwarts house I am. And, so this Jaws Pod is going to be focused on that. It's an hour long, something you guys listen to if you want to find out which I am, Gryffindor, Slytherin, Hufflepuff, or Ravenclaw. So check it out. And I don't really know too much about Harry Potter, but I thought this would be a fun idea. So Jaws Pod number 7, which house am I? Check it out.
Maybe do it as a bonus thing. Like, bonus link, say, hey, you want to see me do a quiz? Here's the link.
Yeah. That's exactly what I'm going to do. All right, so what's going on, guys? We're going to be doing a Harry Potter what hat am I? Or what is it? What class?
Harry Potter house.
What house am I? All right, yeah, we're going to do what house am I? Okay, and Skylar's going to read off the questions. I thought this would be kind of fun, because I'm not a super big Harry Potter nerd, but I've watched some of the movies, and they're pretty dope. Pretty cool. All right, you want to...
That's fun.
Yeah,
do you want to... It's just kind of fun to see where you slot in.
Yeah. Okay. All right, hold on. Let's do predictions now. Where do you guys think?
Slytherin.
Oh,
so all Slytherin? Okay. Yeah.
I don't have enough knowledge of Harry Potter houses to give a solid one. I don't even remember all the names of the houses, so I'm just going to be the announcer.
Okay.
Second choice would probably be Ravenclaw.
Ravenclaw. I think I'd be Gryffindor too, because Gryffindor is like the head. They're like the main characters, and I'm no side character.
Yeah, but
the thing also
cunning.
Yes, true.
That
true.
Is true. And the thing also to be aware of this particular quiz is we will get to see percentages. So it'll be interesting to see how high you are in certain houses and lower in other houses.
Okay. Interesting. I like percentages. Percentages make it better.
All right, are we ready, Miss Your Freshman?
Yes. I'm ready.
Okay, there we go.
All right. How would you like to be known in history? The bold, the great, the wise, the good.
The bold, definitely. I don't want to be the wise. How boring.
That's boring. All right, given a second choice, how else would you like to be known as history? Same questions. Bold, wise, great, good. So bold and what? Or you can be the bold.
No, I don't want to be bold. Well, I guess you could say great, but great doesn't always mean good. It just means that, you know, I would say bold and good, because bold and great are kind of like too similar. So bold and so good.
Fair enough. Which of the following would you most hate to be called? Cowardly, ordinary, ignorant, or selfish?
That's a good one. Ordinary.
Ordinary. I was wondering between like ordinary or cowardly.
Yeah.
All right. If given a second choice, what else would you like to be hated called? All right, what's the runner-up? Cowardly, ordinary, ignorant, selfish.
Cowardly, yeah.
Seems like this quiz has several how else's, so you have to pick your second. I guess that comes into play with the percentages.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Okay, after you died, what would you like people to think of you when they hear your name? Tell more stories of your he was the king of epicness.
That was lit.
Tell more stories of your adventures. Their opinion doesn't matter when I'm dead. It's when I'm alive that counts. Think with admiration of my achievements. Miss me and smile.
What was the first one?
Tell more stories of your adventures. So this one has two parts, so you can pick your top one and then your second one.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of which one I'd like to do first. What was the first and third?
First is tell more stories of your adventures, and the third is think with admiration of my achievements.
Okay, I would say the first one, which is, what is it again?
Tell more stories of your adventures?
Yeah, that would be my first one, and then
okay,
the other one would be the admiration.
Admiration, okay.
Stories are cooler.
The stories are cooler. The one, their opinion doesn't matter. When I'm dead, that one makes me chuckle, though.
I mean, it's kind of true, but yeah.
Okay, so this is another two-part. Given the choice, would you drink a potion that would guarantee you glory, power, wisdom, or love?
It's another two-party?
Mm-hmm.
Glory, power,
wisdom, or love?
And what was the question?
Given the choice, would you drink a potion that would guarantee you?
You should share your screen so I can see.
Okay, sure.
Blah, 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 blah. You can still read them off. I'm just so I can see the answers. Or the question again and all that.
There you go.
Okay.
So this is where we're at right here.
Given the choice, would you drink a potion that would guarantee you power?
What you notice right now, Jaws, is that it gives you a second option when you make your first choice.
Yeah, I know. I would say power.
Power first, okay. And secondly?
Drink love? I don't even understand that. Wisdom? Power and glory are too similar. I mean, love is good as well. Let me scroll up a little bit. Okay. Love. Because why have all this power if you don't have any love, right?
This is a good point. Four goblets are placed in front of you. Which one do you drink? The golden one is so bright it hurts your eye and makes sunspots dance across the room. The black, inky one that makes you see strange visions. The silver, frothing one that sparkles as though it contains ground diamonds. The smooth, thick, richly purple one that gives off a smell of chocolates and plums. This is also a two-parter.
What are goblets?
So a goblet is that glass that has like a bowl at the top and a long stem.
Gotcha.
It's a very fancy cup.
Fancy cup. I would say the golden one that shines so bright it hurts the eye and makes sunspots dance around the room.
Okay, and what's your second choice?
The black, inky one.
Gives you strange visions. All right. This is another two-parter. I guess that explains why there's 60 questions, because they're like in two parts. Really, it's 30 questions.
Right.
Okay, four boxes are placed in front of you. Which do you open? A small pewter one that says, "Only one for the worthy." The ornate golden casket standing...
No, wait, what? I only open for the worthy.
Yeah, I only open for the worthy.
Mm-hmm.
The ornate golden casket standing on clawed feet, whose inscription warns that both secret knowledge and unbearable temptation lie within.
Okay.
Or the gleaming jet black box with a silver lock and key marked with a mysterious ruin that you know will be the mark of Merlin. So he's a wizard, very famous wizard. A small tortoiseshell box embellished with gold inside which some small creatures seem to be speaking or squeaking. There's things living in that one.
Okay, so there's four boxes. Which
so
do I
open?
One
is open for the worthy. The one is both knowledge Hold and on, unbearable
on. Temptation. Yeah, I can read it. Ornate, standing on the clawed feet. Hold on, these are long fucking questions.
No, that's why I'm giving you the Jeopardy music. You know, it gives you time.
No, that makes me want to fucking hurry up.
It's true. That was like an intense timer. Like, hurry.
Well, I know the two that I like.
Okay.
I just don't know which one.
Which one goes first?
I'm going to say the golden casket for the first one.
Okay.
And then the gleaming jet black box and the silver key for the number two. Number two.
Okay.
Hello, Winter.
Hello, Winter. Hello. We're recording a video at the moment of finding out which house I'm going to be.
If you like to chat, you can chat. Otherwise, if you feel uncomfortable, just mute yourself or be a bit.
All right. Go ahead, read it.
Okay. You enter a magical garden.
Ooh.
What would you like to examine first? The silver leaf tree bearing golden apples.
Whoa.
A bubbling pool in the depths of which something luminous is swirling. The statue of an old wizard with a strangely twinkling eye.
No.
The fat red toadstools that appear to be talking to each other. I want that one.
You enter a magical garden. The bubbling pool with something luminous is swirling. I mean, these all kind of sound pretty cool.
They do, honestly.
Besides the statue with the old wizard. The fat red toadstools.
I like the fat red toadstools. So those are mushrooms, right? Toadstools and mushrooms.
Yes.
I'm gonna go one, the bubbling pool in the depths of which something luminous is swirling.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's between golden apples and fucking toads.
Toadstool.
You should not do that to toads.
Fat red toads.
That would not be good.
What are toadstools?
No.
Toadstools are a mushroom. A very big topped mushroom.
Oh, mushrooms are talking to each other? Okay, let's go to the silver leaf tree bearing golden apples.
Okay. Once every century, a flutterby bush produces flowers that adapt their scent to attract the unwary. If it lured you, it would be the smell of a crackling log fire, the sea, fresh parchment, home.
What's parchment?
So basically a scent. Parchment is paper. Like those big scrolls of paper. That's what it's kind of thinking of.
Oh, okay.
So yeah. Basically a scent that attracts you.
Yeah, I know. I would say a crackling of log fire for number one.
Okay.
And then home for number two. That'd be sick.
Yeah.
I smell it. It's the smell of home. The carpet with the pee stain on the left.
On the left. I know exactly where that pee stain is located. the old sock under the stool.
Oh, yes. Just where I last left it.
I know that smell.
Okay.
Mr. Jingles' last scene.
Okay.
My cum stain on the pillow.
Ew.
Oh,
God.
Okay, I did not hear what you said. I thought you said plum, and I was like, a plum!
No, cum stain on the pillow.
No, I heard you after when everyone went, oh.
Here's a bunk for you, Jaws.
No, I don't want to bunk. All right.
Okay.
Oh, this is a long
troll
one.
Has gone berserk in the headmaster's study at Hogwarts.
Ooh.
It is about to smash, crush, and tear several irreplaceable items and treasures.
What a dick.
Including a cure for dragon pox, which the headmaster has nearly perfected. Students' records going back 1,000 years and a mysterious handwritten book of strange ruins believed to have belonged to Merlin. In which order would you rescue these objects from the trolls' club? If you would, select an order.
Well, this is what happens when you don't have computers.
Y'all need to keep better records, is what you're saying.
Okay, so in that order, which is the cure, the book, and the records, which one, right?
So yeah, cure, book, records, cure,
yeah,
records,
yeah, yeah.
Book. Yeah, so it's the three things.
Okay.
And this is a single part question.
I see that. Okay, I would say... Which would I say first? So the third one is probably going to get smashed. Okay, so the book would probably be last for sure.
Okay. So that leaves you these.
Yeah, I would say the cure and then the records in the book. Yeah.
Okay.
Because.
Which would you. Yeah. Wait, sorry. Mm-hmm.
No, yeah. That's it. That's it.
All right. Which would you rather be? Praised? Envied, feared,
imitated.
imitated.
Oh, that's an I.
Imitated.
Trusted, liked.
Is imitated another form of saying, like, people want to be like you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Copying.
I would like to be praised because I am the god. Yeah, sure.
No, because you're right. No, Jawser, it's because you're an attention whore.
No, I'm not.
Yes, right. And after that, what would you rather?
Well, you guys all came in the Discord to come and give me attention, so.
That's true. There's no denying that.
There's not. I've been absent for a minute, but still.
Okay.
Still have my attention.
Well, thank you. Now praise me.
Okay. So what's the second after praise?
Maybe after your test, I'll praise you.
Okay, thank you. I'd like you to get on all fours and pray up and down.
Okay, what?
No. I only get on all fours for someone else.
No, not like that. I just meant all fours, like.
Okay, moving on.
All right.
He meant like worshiping all fours, not the other way.
Yeah. Not that kind of worship. Jeez.
No.
All right.
All right. What's the second one, Josh? We have praised, and then what's the second one?
Feared. I don't really want to be feared. That's like envied. I want people to be like, oh, I want to be like him. He's so cool. Yeah.
I want to be like you.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Which is the hardest to deal with? Boredom, being ignored, the cold, loneliness, and hunger. And this is a two-part question.
I can kind of deal with boredom, but maybe that's because I'm a guy. I'm going to say being ignored for one. And then... The cold doesn't bother me anyway.
No.
Cold never bothers.
I love the cold.
Elsa.
Oh man, loneliness is so emo, and hunger just makes me seem like a fat ass.
Did you just say Jelsa?
Yeah, he's Jelsa.
Jelsa.
The cold never bothered him anyway. So he's Jelsa.
Elsa.
I will probably say loneliness. Yeah. Even though it's emo as hell. Emo hair flip.
Okay. Emo hair flip. What are you most looking forward to learning at Hogwarts? Note, I'm allowed only 7 answer slots per question. If you don't like any of the answers here, click on none of these and vote on the second half. Okay. Oh, okay. So if vote over here. Okay. So Transfiguration, Defense Against the Dark Arts, Castle Secrets,
Apparitions.
Hexes and Jinxes. Ooh. Potions. Legomancy? Uh-huh. Legomancy?
Mm-hmm.
These words are not dyslexic friendly.
Hold on. What's
every area of magic. Every area of magic I can. Charms. History of magic. Broom flying. Herbology. Care for magical creatures.
Can we get one of those time turners and just do, like, pull a Hermione and do all of the above?
You can do the every area magic.
If you well, let me just pick one of each because I don't want to fuck up this thing. All right, so I'm going
to
do
one of each, though. You have to pick one because either you pick one in here and I say none of the above here.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, so you have to pick one out of this two.
But try 24/25, it could be the same one.
Yeah, it is a 2-part question.
Oh, it's just 24/25.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. What is transfiguration?
I guess it's just another thing.
So, do you remember in the second Harry Potter movie when Ronald's wand was broken, he was trying to turn his rat into
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, that's transfiguration.
Yeah.
Apparition.
Also, being an Agmanus, I didn't know I said that wrong. A person who's able to transform.
Animagus.
Thank you. That's also a form of
transfiguration.
That as well.
Yeah. Let's do hexes and jinxes. That's pretty cool.
Yep.
And then none of the above on that one, right?
Yeah.
Oh, it says if you click none of the above, if you already voted on the last question.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, and then the next two is like your second.
Yeah,
choice.
We got it. Yeah. I understand this fucking quiz. I don't need it explained to me.
No, I was trying to tell Winter because she guessed you were Slytherin. It's like everyone else guessed Slytherin as the first option.
Yeah.
Everyone thinks I'm a snake. I'm not. I'm a nice guy. And you're supposed to find out today.
If you had a second guess, what else do you think Jaws would be in?
Dumbledore.
You're gonna be in Dumbledore.
Yes, I'm gonna be Dumbledore.
I think you wouldn't appreciate that. Gryffindor.
Gryffindor. Or whatever. Go down.
Okay, so this is the same thing. So what is the second thing you'd like to learn other than hexes and jinxes?
Scroll down.
Damn it, I got that second.
Charms would be kind of cool. Broom flying would. You know what? Even though this is kind of like basic as fuck, let's go broom flying. Because guess what? If I can fly on a broom, I'm fucking good.
Just fly away.
You can charm a woman and be like, hey, babe, I can fly. Watch this.
I already got Riz. I don't need that.
I already got Riz. All right.
You don't need no magic carpet, but it's a broomstick flying ride.
True. If you could have a superpower, what would you choose? Super strength, invisibility, change the past, change appearance, read minds, talk to animals.
That's a good one. I definitely don't want to talk to animals. Because I don't want them talking to me.
I don't think he wants to hear his cat go, feed me, motherfucker, feed me now.
I know, seriously. I mean, super... Oh, this is a double, right? All right, let's do...
Yeah, it's a first and second.
Let's do super strength for number one.
Okay.
And then we'll do... Change the past just seems OP as fuck. Change appearance would be kind of sick because you can kind of like fool the fuck out of people and be like, oh, yo, I'm this person. Like, psych.
I'm this person now.
But
it's in class for your friend.
It's too conniving, and I'm not gonna need it anyways because I don't want to like be anyone else but me. I would say read minds. That'd be kind of sick if I could like just. I would want to turn it on and off though. I wouldn't want to just be like, I can read your mind. You know what I mean?
Like Snooki Steakhouse.
Yeah, whatever that
like
is.
Snooki, not Snooki.
Snooki.
Snooki's a little bit different.
Yeah.
Oh God, you already know this one.
All right, what magical creature are you most interested in learning about? This is a two-parter. Ghosts, merpeople, goblins, vampires, centaurs, trolls, werewolves.
Vampires.
Werewolves. Let me just click this one here. And secondly?
I mean, it has to be werewolves.
I was about to say, that one's obvious.
I was going to say maybe goblins if they have them, you know, those hot goblin chicks. That's all the craze right now.
The half goblins, the half goblin girls.
No, goblin girls right now. They're hot. They're hot. That's what's hot.
Those are half goblins, though. The hot goblins are half goblin. They're half human, half goblin.
No. Full goblin girls.
If they're full goblin, they're not what you think they are.
Okay, whatever.
I've never seen a hot female goblin, so what the heck?
You haven't seen the half goblins. This is why. Okay. Yeah.
One of your housemates, yes.
Single parter. Huh? One of your housemates has cheated in a Hogwarts exam by using a self-spelling quill. Now he has come up the top of the class in charms, beating you into second place. Professor Flitwick is suspicious of what happened. He draws you to one side after his lesson and asks you whether or not your classmate used the forbidden quill. What do you do? Confront your classmate and say that if they don't tell Flitwick the truth, you will. You would not wait to be asked to tell the truth. You would just go in the first place. Not that cheater. You would not wait to be asked to tell the truth. Cheating is wrong and just not fair to other people. Tell Flitwick the truth and gain house points. Lie and say you don't know. You are loyal to this person and you will not get them into trouble. Lie and say you don't know. You're scared that if you tell the truth, the other person will be angry at you. Okay, so this is your housemate. Doesn't necessarily mean it's your friend.
Right.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. But it is my housemate. Because if I tell the truth and gain house points, that could be...
Not to mention you're recovering your position as being top of the class.
True. You were bumped into second place because of the cheating.
Yeah. Oh. It says that?
Yeah.
Beating you into second place. You were supposed to be in first.
Oh, that little shit. Okay.
That must
Everything's changed.
This bitch.
I will not be wait. Wait.
Wait, did you
I will not wait to be asked to tell the truth. I should be in first place, not that asshole. I mean, cheater.
Not that cheater.
I mean, asshole. I mean, you know what I mean.
Yeah,
that one. Okay.
Made a tomato.
You and two friends need to cross a bridge guarded by a river troll who insists on fighting one of you before he will let you pass. Do you volunteer to fight yourself? Suggest all three of you fight? Try to convince the troll into letting you pass. Draw lots to see who fights. It's only fair.
Try to confuse the troll into letting you pass. Draw lots.
Can we just to show see
so who drawing fights. Lots is like drawing straws. It's the same type of thing.
Okay. Two friends in the Red River troll insist on fighting.
Why does my mother have a bit on that? My goodness.
I'll just fight the fucking thing myself. I don't need to draw straws and do all this bullshit.
Okay. Which road tempts you most? The twisting, leaf-strewn path through the woods? The narrow, dark, lantern-lit alley? The cobbled street lined with ancient buildings? The wide, sunny, grassy lane?
The wide, sunny, grassy lane doesn't really tempt me. That just seems like a good time.
Does seem like a good time. I like that one.
The cobbled street lined with ancient buildings. It sounds like not my thing.
Sounds interesting to me.
Dark lantern this lit one. Alley. Looks like I'm gonna fucking die. I'm gonna go with the twisting leaf strewn path through the woods. That seems kind of sick.
Okay.
It feels like I'm going into something enchanted.
That's true. That's true. I was thinking the dark narrow alley, but I guess that's only if you're the chaser, not the chasee. Yeah.
Right.
That sounds like going down Nocturne Alley, and no thank you.
You could go down that alley. I'll go down
Jouser's way of the dark lantern that is like, that's where I go for my midnight snack, if you know what I mean.
That's where I go for my midnight snack.
Exactly.
A snack.
Talking about slang.
Okay.
All right. Which nightmare would frighten you the most? An eye at the keyhole of a dark, windowless room in which you are locked? Being forced to speak in such a silly voice that hardly anyone can understand you and everyone laughs at you? Standing on top of something very high and realizing suddenly that there is no hand or footholds, nor any barrier to stop you from falling.
Oh, that
waking up to find that neither your friends nor your family have any idea who you are. Oh.
Okay.
Oh, that went deep.
And deep. These are all like surface fears, and then it's like.
I would say the first one, the eye in the fucking keyhole at dark. Like what?
True. That would freak me out too. There's something about eyes.
And no dark. Fucking windows. Like, bruh,
that's like some welcome home shit right there.
Yeah, I would say, yeah, I guess that would frighten me the most.
Okay. Late at night, walking alone down the street, you hear a peculiar cry that you believe to have a magical source. Do you draw your wand and try to discover the source of the noise? Draw your wand and stand your guard? Withdraw into the shadows to await developments while mentally reviewing the most appropriate defense and offensive spells that would should trouble occur? Proceed with caution, keeping one hand on your concealed wand and one eye out for any disturbance.
Okay. Walking alone.
Like walking away?
Nope.
You can walking hide. Alone down the street, you hear a peculiar cry that you believe to have a magical source.
Knowing him with Fortnite, he's like the one who's like, go now and ask questions later.
Yeah. I haven't played Fortnite in a minute. I need to get back on that.
I would have to say, proceed with caution, keeping one hand on your concealed wand and an eye out for a disturbance, because
good plan.
You know, I'm at Hogwarts. I gotta make shit happen, you know?
Mm-hmm. A muggle confronts you and says that they are sure you are a witch or a wizard. Do you agree and walk away, leaving them to wonder whether you are bluffing? Agree and ask whether they'd be a free sample of a jinx. Ask what makes them think so. Tell them that you are worried about their mental health and offer to call a doctor. That's a good one.
Do you need help, love? Do I need to get...
911. Yeah. That's great.
911, what's your emergency? My neighbor's a witch. Excuse me.
Oh, that's good.
I would say the last one. I'll tell them I'm worried about them for their mental health.
Dawn or dusk?
What's the one that...
Day beginning or day ending, basically?
The beginning of the day. Okay. Dawn.
Stars or moon?
Maybe both.
Moon.
Forest or river?
Forest or river?
These are good questions.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like them.
I would say forest.
Forest? Black or white?
Is this going to be a race thing?
I would say your clothing.
If it's clothing.
The color of your soul.
Color of your soul.
I would say my aesthetic leans more towards black. Yeah.
Yeah. left or right?
All
right. I'm right-handed, so right.
Jess, you
what
said...
element?
Sorry.
What elements do you feel most connected to?
Fire, water, earth, or air. Let's do fire.
Okay.
What happened?
Just a minute. Okay. Fire. Okay, what's the next element you feel closest to?
Air.
Okay. Whoa, that's contrast.
I don't see anything. Are you clicking stuff?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Good.
Which pet would you take with you to Hogwarts? Owl, cat, or toad?
Shit, I love cats. I love every kind of cat. I want to hug them all, but I can't.
You just sang that song.
You traitor.
But I like, I would have to go with... I'll
have Vivi feels.
Well, what can you say? Jazzer likes pussy.
Should I go with old reliable pussy or should I go with the cool owl? You know what? I'm in Hogwarts. If I take my cat to Hogwarts, he's going to be like, bro, where am I? But if I take my owl with me, he's going to be like, I'm home. Guardians of Ga'Hoole stand. So I'm taking my owl.
That's actually a very interesting take on it.
But also, don't forget, when after the first movie and the second movie, Harry Potter was allowed to bring his pet, his owl, back into the Muggle world. So that means if you bring an owl back to your cats, you better be willing to protect them, unless if you want them for like a.
He'll be fine. He's a big ass fucking owl.
It's a smart owl. It's a smart owl, not a stupid owl.
What's for dinner?
This guy gets my mail.
He gets my mail.
And he knows where it's delivered to.
Wow. You are working on a group project. How much work do you do?
None.
Take charge and be the leader. Do as little as possible while still gaining credit. Do most of the research and writing, but let others handle the rest. Do a little of everything.
Huh, that's an interesting one.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on the project, really. Because if I'm passionate about the project, I'll take point. But if I don't give a fuck about the project, then I'm like, I don't really care. You guys can do it.
Let's
so
say
we'll do.
It's something you're interested in.
Yeah. Okay. Take charge and be the leader if I'm interested.
Okay. Would you cheat in class? Try not to, but still do it sometimes. Yes, a fair amount. Absolutely not. Only to help struggling students with questions.
I mean, I would try not to, but I'll still do it sometimes.
Right here.
Because I feel like yes, a fair amount. That just means I'm stupid. I'm just like
you can't fix
or you
anything.
Just don't care about the subject, like you don't care about learning the
that
subject
can be
so you
true
cheat your
yeah.
way through. Mm-hmm. All right, when you die you hope to have had a great experience, mm-hmm. achieved a lot of success, learned mm-hmm. all there is to know, be surrounded by lifelong family and friends,
achieved lots of success. No
okay. Oops,
second one.
There we go. What else do you hope to achieve before you die? Oh, no, you get another one. This is another two-part.
Having great experiences. Family would be good, too, though, because, shit, I don't want to be surrounded by nobody. But I hope they're there anyways. So we'll do one. Having a great experience, because that's what life is, right?
Yep. You see a younger kid getting bullied. What do you do? Confront the
bully him
and
more.
Tell them to stop. If it's someone you don't like, join in.
Oh, that's fucked up.
That is
walk
fucked up.
Walk on by. It's not your problem. Walk on by. It's not your problem. Feel bad, but walk away because it's not your place to handle something. Find a way to trick the bullies into leaving the kid alone, then help.
That's kind of good.
Reach out and comfort the kid after the bullies leave.
What a pussy. Hey, man, you doing all right? I saw your ass got fucking handed to you, but I'm here to help. Yeah, you know, you always got to confront the bullies and tell them to stop. So, one. Hey, you! Leave that little nerd alone!
Oh, how would you flirt with someone you like? Show off and try to grab their attention.
Yeah.
Try to find out what they find attractive in people and act like someone they'd want to have.
No, fuck that.
No.
Try mm-hmm. witty jokes or try impressing them with fun facts.
Ooh.
That's me.
Try having a real deep conversation.
I would show off. It's just...
I mean, this is flirting. Do you have real deep conversations for flirting? Is that how you flirt?
Right. I need to tell you something. Your eyes, when we met, you were just someone that I needed.
For me, it was like stuck between the witty jokes or having a real deep conversation.
Yeah, the witty jokes are fun.
Yeah,
and then I was like thinking, like, if I had the second choice, I would have done a real, real deep conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Because it starts off with, what do you think about the stars?
Exactly, yeah. You come back from the store and realized you were undercharged. What do you do? You'll tell them next time you go there. You can't believe your luck! You don't worry about it. It's only a couple of dollars off. You go back and pay the difference.
Don't worry about it. It's only a couple of dollars off. You know what? I'd probably be like, I can't believe my luck. That's awesome. I would probably say number two. Can't believe my luck.
Yeah, you would. How would you spend your summer? Going on adventurous vacations and trying new experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Finding ways to further your goals. Going to summer school or reading.
Oh, hell no.
Spending time with friends or family. Yeah, this is not you at all.
Spending time with
you
friends.
You are not going
family.
To summer school or reading.
That's me. I do that for fun.
Fuck. Finding ways to further my goals would probably be what I would. I would want to go on adventurous vacations and try new experiences, but I feel like what I would actually do is finding ways to further my goals. So I'll probably say that one. Even though I want to say number one, but I feel like in my heart it'd be number two.
Even if further your goals mean you got to go to summer school or reading.
I guess.
Oh.
That would suck.
That would. Mm-hmm. How do you view magic? A weapon, as a source of power, as an art form, as a way to help people. Ooh, I'd be torn between the last two.
A source of power. A weapon could be, yeah, but I would say it's more power, because weapons can sometimes do good, right?
I'll be back in a little bit.
True. Yeah. And plus, like, power could be, you can go use it for good, you can use for kit, you can be, it can be used for anything. For power.
Right.
Mm-hmm. True. All right. You would be most disappointed in yourself if you backed out of a situation because you were scared, you failed to achieve something important to you, you got a bad grade, you hurt someone's feelings.
Well, bad grades and hurt feelings are already off the table.
Really?
Backing out of a situation because I was scared would really disappoint me. But failing to achieve something important to me would be even more devastating. Because if I backed out of a situation I was scared, I'd be like upset for a little bit, but then I'd be like, ah, fuck it. So yeah. But failing to not achieve something important to me, that would suck. Because I'm like, I try to be the best and then I just fail. Like, fuck that. It's two.
Which two? Okay. You got a howler. What for?
What's a howler?
So a howler,
I'm guessing it's the alarm being ranged. Raised.
No, a howler is an envelope that gets sent to you, and it's a verbal screaming, basically.
Oh, yeah.
So in the second movie, Ron Weasley had the howler because his mom got pissed off at him for using the car.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
Getting in trouble. Sneaking out at night, getting caught cheating on a test, getting detention after being in the library too long, none of the above.
I would click one, I guess. I would say sneaking out at night to go see my girl.
Who had a different house?
I put in getting attention after being in the library for too long because I feel like I'd be distracted long enough.
I go see my.
I don't see myself as a cheater, and I don't see myself sneaking out in the middle of the night. So it's like, I'm not none of the above, but.
Yeah, but I would be the library too. I would have been there too long. Okay, what are your views on rules? They are made to be broken. They don't apply to me. They must be followed. They are there to keep us safe.
They were made to be broken.
Of course, the rebellious side.
Of course.
Are you more warm? Are you more warm and feeling or cold and thinking?
I cannot be warm and thinking. That's what I feel like I can be. But, yeah.
Warm and feeling or cold and thinking? That's hard. I might just have to go with, you know, I would rather be warm and feeling, because cold and thinking sounds like boring, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like warm and feeling good, hell yeah. Cold and thinking, like... Okay.
All right.
We're almost to the end.
Are you more idealist or loyalist? Idealist, I care more about ideals and morality. Loyalist, I care more about people.
I guess it depends on the situation, right? Mm. I guess what's the idea and what is, or who is the person? I would have to go... Fuck, I'm torn on this one.
Oh, I agree. This is a tough one.
I need a middle one. I need a middle dot that says I kind
of... both. I need all of the above.
I need a sometimes.
Sometimes.
I care more about ideals and morality. What's morality? Like...
morals.
Right or wrong. Morals. Mm-hmm. Right or wrong, yeah.
I care more about people.
Okay.
Just because sometimes breaking them rules to help that person.
For the sake of a person, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Which trait do you feel you possess or value the most? Bravery, ambition, wisdom, loyalty. And this is a two-parter.
Bravery and then ambition.
And I think this is the last one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
While walking down the street, you see a wallet on the side of the road. It has a small amount of money in it, but no identification of any kind. What do you do? Take it to the police in case anyone ever reports it. Pocket the money. You don't know who it belongs to, so finders keepers. Leave it there. Someone is probably looking
leave it there.
Take the wallet and go around the area asking anyone if they lost a wallet recently.
I pocket the money. And then I'd give the wallet back to them and be like, dude, someone took the money. I don't know.
Before we submit the answers, do we each of us want to say like what is our first bet and our second bet to who Jawser could be?
Just everyone scream out there what I could be. I mean, you guys already know though.
Yeah,
and most people said Slytherin.
You guys already said it.
Yeah.
So the first is Slytherin. Second is Gryffindor.
You a snake boy.
Oh, snake? Okay.
Snake boy?
Anybody else want to just yell out what I am?
I'd say Slytherin followed by Gryffindor.
Just give one answer. You give one answer.
With everybody.
Yeah, top one.
Slytherin.
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 Snake boy.
Slytherin.
Okay, so what is your answer for
pocket
this
the money. Submit the answers.
All right, here we go.
Oh,
you are a Gryffindor.
I fucking told you.
100%. Gryffindors value bravery, courage, nerve, daring, heroics, loyalty, passion, morality, chivalry, and desire fame and glory. Slytherin at 67%, Hufflepuff at 31%, and Ravenclaw at 19%.
And Gryffindor at 83%.
Because he's not that smart.
What do you mean? What does it have to do with smartness?
Smartness.
That's crazy. I felt I was a Gryffindor. I felt I was a Gryffindor, but here's the thing. I would be a Gryffindor that makes side deals with Slytherin.
Well, your Slytherin is pretty high as well, yeah, so yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I'd be like, hey, yo, what up? I'm a Gryffindor, you're a Slytherin, but you know what? Give me the cash and I'll give you the info.
We can make beautiful music together.
I don't want to be you, but I'll deal with you.
Do you want to read do you want to read our results?
Some of us
did the quiz.
Yeah. Okay, sure. Hold on. Let me, is there anything else on this quiz?
No, that's about it.
Can you scroll down?
Ooh, I want to do it too.
Yeah, we can all do it. Over here, what is this?
Oh,
visitor's comments.
Oh, visitors.
Oh, these are just comments. Okay, cool. All right. I mean, that was pretty sick.
That was fun.
Yeah, well, I'm down to hear your guys' houses.
So both Shalene and I posted our results.
Yes.
Okay, do you want to just say it?
So Shalene is a Hufflepuff.
Okay, I figured.
Yeah. 76% Hufflepuff. And Jess is a Ravenclaw. 78%.
Okay. Yeah, and everything else is 50. Damn. You're definitely Ravenclaw.
Yep.
Why don't you guys share yours?
Did you screenshot?
I print screen mine. I print screen mine and then I paste it.
Yeah, screenshot of mine.
All right, well, that was fun.
That was fun.
Mine was 86% Hufflepuff, 57% Ravenclaw. I am more Hufflepuff than Jess.
You're a Hufflepuff.
Mm-hmm. I always knew I was a Hufflepuff.
Bunch of puffs around here.
Yep.
Puffs.
Except the claw.
All right, guys. Well, I guess that's the end of this quiz. I am a Gryffindor. I am the main character, as I've told everyone before.
You did say that right at the beginning. This is very true.
This is true.
And the thing is, there was a twist. I heard Slytherin from everybody, and it was not. That's crazy.
Surprisingly, it was the second best.
I mean, I didn't think Slytherin, but like I said, I didn't.
But you know me a little bit better. You know me a little bit better.
Slytherin seemed a bit too conniving for your personality.
Right. Like, I have Slytherin tendencies. Like, I probably take the good from Slytherin. Because Slytherin's not just, like, assholes. They're just, like, very cunning, and they're like, I'm smart as fuck, so, you know, I'll just use it to my advantage.
And like I said, I just didn't have a good enough knowledge of the houses to pick one, so that's why I just left it. But yeah, that was good. That was fun.
Yeah. You should do yours, and then that'll be a good stream.
Yeah, I should.
All right, cool. Jaws out. You guys know everything now. Good luck with that information. That's not going to help you at all in your life.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.